Well, today is International Happiness Day, so I couldn't resist rattling a short podcast together for you. My name is Richie, and thanks for tuning in. Happiness is a state, an internal state, which I reckon we all want to feel every day in our lives. It can occur when something good happens, through an experience, an event, an interaction. It creates an emotion within us, a good emotion, a powerful one, maybe even an internal glow. It can stimulate a bodily response, such as a smile. It can shape our mood, behaviour, and response thereafter. But how we express this can be shaped very much by our culture. In some cultures, emotions are open and forthcoming, expressed freely. In other cultures, they can be more reserved. The simple action of a smile is a fine example. Here in the UK, the sight of a smile is common, accepted, and welcomed. Whereas, for example, in Japanese culture, identifying happiness is more likely to be read through the eyes of someone. And our culture can also play a massive part in how we define happiness in the first place, with it being often tied to life satisfaction, and as such, what the culture then chooses as constituent parts to the making of life satisfaction. In many societies, for example, the focus on material items, achievement, status, size of home, wealth, are all seen by many as ingredients in the marriage of success and happiness. But let's just press the pause button for a moment. Happiness is just a word which is used to express an emotional state created from an action or experience. And as we are all different, then surely what constitutes being happy is very much an individual thing, and shouldn't and couldn't then be defined by others. So what does that word really mean to you? Focus on what happiness feels like and what actions, interactions and experiences create that feeling, rather than chasing something which you just think will make you feel happy. Our approach to life then can therefore be key to how we view life and what makes us happy. We can spend our lives searching for happiness, but with a mindset of something we acquire providing us with that happy feeling. And guess what? The buzz from that fix of a new car, promotion or bigger house soon dies down. Or maybe it's more about how we should approach life as a whole and what we see in our actions and experiences in what we do. If we can identify enjoyment in what we do, then this will bring pleasure, joy, and a longer sense of contentment. So why not spend 5 minutes having a think first of all about the people, the places, and the things that make you feel happy, and why? It may surprise you, and it may include some of the simpler things in life which are around us all of the time. It's a great starting point. As I was preparing this podcast, I suddenly found myself humming the tune Spread a Little Happiness, a chirpy little song from the 1929 musical Mr. Cinders, and more recently given a new life by English singer Sting in the movie Brimstone and Treacle. It's well worth having a look at and a read of the lyrics, because they actually provide some great tips, such as, it says, even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry, spread a little happiness as you go by. Keep out the gloom, let in the sun, that's my advice for everyone. It's only once we pass this way, so day by day. So taking that into account, it's about our personal view on life, isn't it? Our attitude, our optimism. So find something good in everything and focus on giving. Give a little happiness, because the more you give, the happier you will feel. Live each day with this approach and we will feel more joy in our lives and a greater sense of contentment, I bet. So, here's to International Happiness Day, but let's make it our approach to every day. That's all for now. Take care and thanks for listening. And why not go and listen to Spread a Little Happiness?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.